Welcome to the 503 Report, where America's voice is heard. Thank you for listening online. Be sure to check out our website weekly as we bring Sacramento and the world to you. The 503 Report at www.503report.com, where America's voice is heard.
Welcome to the Hotel California. Californians, are you ready for this? At least up here in northeastern California. A recent survey of registered voters found that 58% of those are in favor of providing Medi-Cal to all of the state's undocumented residents, while 39% opposed it. A slight majority last year of 51% were in favor, so you can see it has changed by plus 7% in the last year. While Obamacare still divides voters along party lines, Democrats for and Republicans against, a recent survey of voters show it is backed for the first time by majorities of voters in every region and along with all age groups, races, and ethnicities. Opinions approve the most among Latinos, adults in their late teens and early 20s, and residents of Los Angeles County. Now, Governor Brown, along with some Democrats, have expressed reservations about the projected cost. Separately, a bill seeking a federal waiver for illegal immigrants to obtain health care coverage through the state exchange without receiving subsidies to defray the cost could be taken up by the Assembly's Fiscal Committee later on this month. So welcome to the Hotel California. You come here, you're an illegal immigrant here. You can get coverage by Obamacare, you can get jobs, you don't pay taxes, you know, you can get everything here in California. It's amazing to me that we Californians allow this to happen. It's amazing to me that we vote these people in office still all the time. Time and time again, our money continually goes out of state. It goes to things that we do not want, like for illegals. It happens over and over again. California, you need to wake up. I want to keep my money. And I vote the way I do to keep my money. But those folks down in Los Angeles and San Francisco counties, those big counties, override that. They want everybody to be the same. I'm sick and tired of it. Welcome to the Hotel California. It is Friday. It's my favorite day of the week. And joining me back with his Spartan uniform on, my good friend Andrew Welborn. Buddy, how you doing today, man?
Doing great, man. Wearing the Sparty green straight from Lansing, Michigan, after spending a great, great weekend in my favorite place in the world out there in the Chain of Lakes. And I got to tell you, Tim, it's not surprising. Of course, Los Angeles County, most of that polling is going to go the way that poll suggests. But, you know, the bottom line is this. This is something we've been talking about for so long here on the 503 Report about the importance of understanding what documentation means to legal citizens who have parents who are not documented, which is probably one of the biggest problems that the Republican Party has right now. The Libertarian right, the Tea Partiers out there, are not getting this. The bottom line in California is we are now starting to see the children of undocumented people growing up, going to college, and now serving in various government offices, including the California State Legislature. Hello, folks. Andrew Wellborn here on the 503 Report, bringing Sacramento Now on our podcast, where America's voice is heard, my friend.
It's good to have you back here in the studio, Andrew, and it's really true. And you know, you were talking about that in legislature as well. We had a city down in Southern California where the mayor, you know, shame on us, couldn't get anybody to go into the city council, so he got a couple of illegals who said they'd raise their hand and they would come to work there. Those things kind of shouldn't happen. It was shame on ourselves and those people down there for that happening, but you know, it's got to come a time, Andrew, when the people of California got to be tired of paying all the money going out of the state. I just don't know why they don't wake up and smell the coffee to that and realize that they could have more money in their pockets for their future, for their families, if they would just wake up and smell the coffee and vote the correct way.
Well, a lot of people are voting the way that they believe is the correct way.
Well, I can understand that, but it's not.
But, you know, when you're talking about 30% or less than 30% of the voters turning out.
Absolutely.
In California, once again, the term silent majority, that's a great term that Donald Trump has used, and we're going to use that silent majority quite a bit, does not show to the polls in California. Then we see the pieces of legislation that go through. We see the propositions that pass out here in California as a result of that. And you're right. I mean, it's crazy to think. I mean, we've used the term universal suffrage a few times on this show. And, you know, the first step of universal suffrage is exactly what just happened a few weeks back, where most people missed it, but most people didn't focus on the fact that individuals who are not in this country legally were appointed in various positions of city government. And, you know, and for a mayor to say, well, I couldn't find anybody else, that's kind of hogwash. That's a bunch of garbage. I mean, as a mayor, you that's where you ask somebody.
That's your job.
That's your job. Excuse me, you know, civic leader of this community, will you please, you know, show some influence in your community to get the people to serve, not just open the door and use that type of rationale in order to maybe launch a movement that's common, I think, and California is going to try to launch this movement because it's questionable as far as, you know, I mean, the Constitution is very clear on your birth and naturalized citizen to serve at the federal and state level, but what is not
gray or
what doesn't exist is a definition towards local government. And so it's going to be interesting to watch. Is this the next movement out here in California through universal suffrage to begin an illegal immigrant voting possible service movement here on the West Coast?
Grassroots, starting at the city, the lowest level of city government, maybe in the county and so on and rising up. We hope that doesn't happen. But like I said earlier, those people down in that community down there should be ashamed for allowing that to happen. They should get out there. You should want to help and serve your community in whatever little way possible you can. Maybe a lot of folks don't like getting up there and banging the gavel and saying, this is what I believe in. But it's, you know, we do that here all the time, but it's not that difficult. Get up there and take pride in your community.
Well, I mean that goes both ways a little bit. You know, Tim, I got to play the devil's advocate on this because the bottom line is if that's what the community wants, then, you know, that's what the community can do. Any advocate of government local control like myself is going to advocate the importance of local decisions, local control. So, but the question at this point in time is that, you know, the legality of that local movement. And so, I mean, really, you know, the bottom line is this, you know, is this the next movement? And we're going to start seeing this in California, the universal suffrage movement in the local offices at the local level in order to put political pressure on elected representatives from the local level who may eventually serve at state and national level.
Do you think that either, and I'm assuming the left is going to go toward that, Andrew, or is that because, you know, they champion the rights for the illegals and everything, like I said, about the Medi-Cal and everything else. In the California, to see the rise in the polls over the last year going from a simple majority, 51%, to near 60% is pretty shocking to me.
Well, it's not to me. And I stress it a million times, and I will do it 1,000,001 time today. You know, the bottom line, Republicans, you have to understand that the legal citizens of a lot of Latinos have parents, uncles, and aunts who have been in this country for a long time, very productive, no troubles, no nothing. Those are the individuals that we are missing out as far as deportation. And so the you know, the immigration policy in the state of California, along with this nation, is going to have to balance that out.
I hope that it doesn't, Andrew. And like I said, it's great to have you back here. I know you had a lot of fun last week. You're probably not going to be as much fun here in the studio today as you were on that boat last week. What do you got for us today, my friend?
All right, California and the rest of the nation, it's time for something you may or you may not know. Today's date is August 28th. The year is 1565. You ready? The oldest city in the United States, St. Augustine, Florida, was established. Wow, that's kind of cool.
Wow.
1907. Ready? The United Parcel Service is founded by James E. Casey in Seattle, Washington. 1916. This is kind of ironic. 1916. Italy actually declares war against Germany during World War I. And then, of course, in 1937, this is kind of a trip, Toyota Motors becomes an independent company out of Japan.
Wow, the 503 Report, bringing Sacramento and the world to you. Heard every Friday at the news on 1240 KSUE. You can catch our rebroadcast on the weekend as well. And the 503 Report, where America's voice is heard, you can catch our podcast there as well. Phone calls always welcome, 257-TALK, 8255-8256. And toll free out of the area on us at 1-866-882-1277. It's our favorite day of the week, Friday, almost the end of summer, folks. It's the 503 Report, bringing Sacramento and the world to you. Back with a half-hour show, your phone calls, and more. Keep it right here, 1240 KSUE.
And now, it's live from the high desert in the Sierra Nevada mountains. It's the 503 Report, Northeastern California's original political talk show, bringing Sacramento and the world to you. And here's your host, Tim Reinertsen.
Thank you, Stan. Welcome back, everybody. The 503 Report, bringing Sacramento and the world to you. Heard on 1240 KSUE. And our favorite day of the week, it is Friday.
Yeah, you know, it's our favorite day of the week. And I just got back from my favorite place in the world, Pinckney, Michigan, the Chain of Lakes. And I want to thank Rob and Ann Klippel for hosting us and giving us a great time out there. And, of course, I'm sporting the Sparty, you know, green right now, as you can see, Tim. You know, my girl, you know, she likes the big blue.
Big blue, yeah.
She's a big blue girl. So I'm kind of surprised that this shirt actually made it home, made it through the trip back out here on the West Coast in California. But I tell you what, man, great to be back, and we really appreciate those guys. And I got to tell you, man, there's lots to talk about, lots happening. I mean, it's just the political season, and I love it. I love it. I love it. But before we get to that, man, we're going to have a really, really, really cool little event this weekend that we're going to talk about, and hopefully we can get some folks to be interested in. Hello, folks. Andrew Wellborn here on the 503 Report, bringing Sacramento and the world to you on our podcast, where America's voice is heard. And of course, in studio, not only do we have you, the legendary Rockin' Rhino.
Yeah,
we got some local guys, man, who are big stars up here. We got DJ Onslaught and the Rubes in the house. Guys,
yeah,
that's right.
How we doing, guys?
What we got going on?
Well, I'm here to promote the High Desert Brawl 11.
11, I know.
Yep. Are you a participant?
Yep, I'll be DJing.
No,
I'm not going to be fighting.
Okay, you're going to be DJing.
I'm there to play the music for the walkouts, for the fighters, and I'm playing the music in between the breaks of the fight and stuff like that. So
I tell you what, man, it's kind of cool. I'm going to be there. I'm going to check it out. I'm looking at the poster right there. I see one in particular fighter that we all kind of know right there in the upper left-hand corner.
Yep, that's Chad Brewer.
Yeah, all right, man. You know, Chad, we're going to be interesting to watch you, man. We're going to be cheering you on. But look at those fighters, man. Those guys look pretty intense. And
we
got
Mike Morales. He's a champion, belt holder, and Autumn Norton. She's a belt holder also, so those are going to be big fights.
Now, when you say belt holders, is that like West Coast, California, or
you know, I'm not really sure, but I know it's their division, whatever their weight class is.
So the belts will be on the line
tomorrow
night. Are they going to walk out there and hold up? That's going to be kind of cool.
That's going to be awesome to see. Yeah,
it is. Now, you're going to be playing like thunderous music, I would assume, for walk-ups.
The fighters will have their walkout song. They pick it ahead of time. I'll play it. And when I play it nice and loud for them.
Yeah,
and
I guess everybody psyched.
I don't know if you've been to the fights before, but my system is so thunderous.
I can hear you all the way out in Janesville, California, buddy, all the way from the casino in Susanville.
But it adds to the energy, you know, of the crowd and everything. Everybody gets involved, and It's awesome.
Now, this is the 11th annual, is that
It's the number 11, High Desert Brawl 11.
Man, oh,
and
man.
It'll be right there at the Diamond Mountain Casino.
You know, Rudy Valentine, you know, I think, you know, Rudy, hopefully you're listening here, buddy, but I think you were probably one of the first individuals that I ever met when I first moved to this area 20 years
ago. Real solid dude.
Solid dude, man, at Iron Horse Gym. And, you know, at that time, Ultimate Fighting was starting to really rise.
Get hold.
Yeah, it was starting to rise, man, and, you know, getting very popular. And so Rudy's been talking about this stuff at his gym basically since day one. So, you know, I just want to say to Rudy, hey, congratulations on doing this. I mean, for straight 11 fights, I mean, obviously something's happened.
Rudy is awesome.
I'll tell you what. It's kind of cool, though, man. Belt titles are up. I mean,
that really is. Here in our little community here in Northeastern and California, and that's great to have.
A couple fighters are going to put their belts on the line. So, you know, that's going to be, you know, pretty important. And the intensity of that fight is probably going to be really, really cool.
Now, we have a female. And now, has she been going for quite some time? Because, you know, Ronda Rousey's kind of big right now. Has she been at this for a while?
She's been at it for a while. I've seen her fight before, and she is
don't mess with her.
Don't mess with her. Yeah, she's really good.
Is your partner in crime going to be up there with you?
DJ Onslaught's going to be there also, and he'll be behind the turntables with me playing some music too. And
I was kind of hoping you'd be up there holding up, you know, round number one and walking around.
I could put my man Kenny on. Some But, you know, I'm super excited for this event this year. Every year, Diamond Mountain Casino and Rudy, you know, put this together. And my favorite part is the after party, you know, when I'm DJing and, you know, I mash up all your favorite 80s, 90s country, you know, really anything you want to hear. And there's such a diverse group of people there. It's just a great night. So,
well, you guys are going to do it upright. I know that.
I'll tell you what. I mean, the after party, I guess the entire crowd is available to be at the after party, or is it just a select group?
Well, no. It's the public, and as many as we can squeeze in there. I think the capacity in that room is about 280, but it's usually only elbows, and, you know, everybody's having a fun time, and zero drama, and lots of dancing.
Lots of dancing after the fights, huh?
Now, is there a cost for that, or no, is that included in the...
It's free, no cover, and it starts immediately after the last fight, give or take about 10 minutes for them to do a switch.
Get you guys kind of moved over and everything. Andrew, what you got there?
Tickets. I mean, where can we get the tickets? It looks like the Diamond Mountain Casino. Where else can we get them? Some of the sponsors.
I know you can get them at the Iron Horse Gym also.
Okay.
And then if you know any of the fighters, I heard the fighters also have tickets to sell too.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like the prices aren't too bad. $30 for general seating and $75 for ringside. Boy, I tell you what, that's not a Mayweather fight, is it? $75?
Man, oh,
can
man.
Can you imagine, you know, that type of price?
Is Ken Shamrock going to be here? That's $75 when you get that local MMA UFC guy.
Those ringside seats put you right up on the cage.
I don't know if I'd want to be too close to that with what's going on in there, man. That's a little bit much for me, I think.
Yeah.
The whole experience is awesome.
Now,
wherever you sit at in that place, it's awesome.
Now, I know you've been here locally for about 20 years and helping out with things like that. Have you always been involved with the High Desert Brawl with providing the sound system and things, or is that just recently?
I've probably done the last five fights, and that's when I got involved about five fights ago.
Well, you guys were here just not that long ago and had an event.
We had
there as well. Tell us about that.
The EDM4 was a
huge success.
Awesome. Was a huge success. It was crowded, and the people had a blast.
And you guys were up over like 15-20% onslaught?
We were up 20% when I figured the numbers.
Up 20%. So that anytime you can jump something like that to a paid, no, that wasn't that was free, wasn't it?
It was a free, no cover. The casino financed the whole thing,
right?
And they put a lot of money into it. But like I say, we were 20% up in as far as people and dollars that showed up, and then
that's
my train of thought. Anyways,
Well, that sounds great. That's anytime you could do that, because you don't see things like that here in Northeastern California. Electronic dance music, it would seem to me not to be the big draw, but when you get a 20% uptick, you guys got to be very happy about that.
Oh, absolutely. And the show just got better and better. Rube's got involved last year with it, and again with this thunderous sound system. He's not playing around. It's thunderous. And between the light show, DJ Maddie hooked up, we all came together, and it was just awesome.
Well, folks, the High Desert Brawl, that's number 11. That's tomorrow night. So if you're listening to the show on the rebroadcast on Saturday, that is tonight. If you are listening to the rebroadcast on Sunday, that was last night. So anyways, tomorrow night, it's going to be August 29th. The gates open at 5 o'clock p.m. The main event starts at 7 p.m., I have to tell you. If you're not doing anything, folks, get out there. This is huge, huge, huge. And like we say, just part of our local support. If you don't support it, then it won't come. But when it's here, show up. And maybe you'll have a good time. And I appreciate you guys coming in and speaking on behalf of our good friend Rudy.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Andrew. It was awesome.
All right, guys.
You guys are welcome in our studio anytime. I want to wish you guys the best of luck in all your continuing ventures that you guys have here in Northeastern California and beyond. All right, guys.
All right, thank you, gentlemen.
All right, thank you very much.
Andrew? All right, well, you know, back to politics, you know, in the state of California, lots of stuff happening up and down the state of California. And I got to tell you, you know, before we get there, I'm going to start this off real quick. You ready for this?
Yes.
Ready? Okay, folks, everybody sit down. Check this out.
Uh-oh.
Hooray for the ACLU.
I didn't believe I just heard that come out of your mouth there.
Hooray for the ACLU. You know why? Because they're suing the Los Angeles Unified School District.
Oh.
For what? Well, it has to do with what is called the Local Controlled Funding Formula, LCFF. It's an acronym, and the initials that you hear throughout the budget under Proposition 98, it has to do with local control of certain fundings that were one-time subsidies, two-time subsidies given in the governor's budget for the purpose of helping out poor kids and English-learning kids. And so most of the people approved this, thinking that it was actually going to go into the classroom, going into helping the students. But as we've learned, thanks to the ACLU, that 40 districts out here in California can't account for those funds. In other words, those funds are going everywhere, anywhere, except for where they're supposed to go, which is to the children in the classroom. And it seems like the number one prohibition on the use of this funds is actually going to that number one prohibition, which was salaries. And so the adjustments in salaries within the school districts, the ACLU is beginning to discover. And so now the lawsuits are going against the Los Angeles Unified School Districts and a few other districts, possibly for the misuse of these funds.
Andrew, do you think that in the coming months and years or so, Andrew, that they're going to find more things just like that? Because we talk about that black hole, not just for the schools, but for money that's supposed to be earmarked for projects. Is the ACLU, I'm going to assume, look into those and other organizations as well?
Well, I mean, why is it the ACLU? I mean, why couldn't it be just other private
or an oversight committee, sure,
that actually get involved and actually start to track where the funding goes. We all know, as state employees, government employees up and down California, we all know where the waste is. We all know what's causing some of the deficit problems to the state of California. So, I mean, the bottom line is this: the bureaucracies are growing. We're misusing funds, and the ACLU actually did a good thing. And yeah, I know it's hard for people to understand that or stomach that thought, but the ACLU actually did something that the ACLU is supposed to do.
Wow, I can't believe I heard those words coming out of Andrew's mouth. The ACLU did what they were supposed to do. The 503 Report, bringing Sacramento and the world to you.
Lassen Senior Services and Wheels West present Lassen County's first barbecue cook-off, Saturday, October 3rd, 11 a.m., Tractor Supply parking lot. For entry forms or more information, contact Penny Arts at Executive Director at LassenSeniorServices.org or call her 257-2113. Categories are brisket, pork butt, pork ribs, and chicken, judging based on KCBS scoring. Proceeds benefit Lassen Senior Services. A free seminar, What Makes Seeding Successful? Presenting new technologies, research, and strategies for rangeland seedings in the Intermountain area, featuring researchers from the Agricultural Research Station in Burns, Oregon. Tuesday, September 1st, at the Alturas Forest Service Office, 225 West 8th Street, 9:30 to 12:30. Presented by UC Cooperative Extension, Modoc County. Call 233-6400 for more information. We'll be right back.
The views and opinions expressed on the 503 Report do not necessarily represent those of staff or management of KSV or Sierra Broadcasting Company, and are brought to you solely by Andrew Wellborn and the 503 Network.
Okay, California and rest of this nation, time for something you may or you may not know. On today's date, August 28th, the year's 1957, United States Senator James Thurman, representative from South Carolina, he begins his historic 24-hour filibuster against the Civil Rights Bill. Of course, in 1963, just a few years later, Martin Luther King Jr. delivers his famous I Have a Dream speech addressing the Civil Rights March at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. And of course, here recently in 2012, Mitt Romney is officially nominated as the United States Republican Party's candidate. Hello, folks. Andrew Wellborn here on the 503 Report, bringing Sacramento and the world on our podcast to you, where America's voice is heard. You know, Tim, no, I'm not getting soft with the ACLU.
Okay.
Woo. No, I'm not getting soft with the ACLU, but, you know, we got to recognize when the ACLU actually does something good. And, you know, holding the school districts accountable is something that's very, very important. I mean, I think I oftentimes get accused of being anti-teacher, but I'm not. I mean, there's no way as a fellow state employee
Absolutely.
I'm anti any state employee. But the bottom line is this, funding is very important. Control of funding, accountability of funding is everything, don't you think? And maybe that's why a very successful businessman who builds things is starting to rise at the polls, you know, starting to rise within the Republican Party. And let's talk about this little silent majority thing that Donald Trump is bringing up. And it's going to be interesting because, you know, the issue for the silent majority, what that is going to be, that's just a suppressed vote. You know, let's just call it what it is. It's going to be a middle America white vote that's been suppressed for years. Lost faith. You know, the leftist Democrats have utilized voter suppression by beating things down on people, just discouraging people from going to the polls. You know, all the individuals who have been disenfranchised within the white voter base, I believe, are starting to rise a little bit.
Have a voice.
And it has nothing to do with being a Republican or a Democrat. I have a feeling that if Donald Trump was running as a Democrat, he would have the same effect. It's just that middle America, they're tired of it. And Donald Trump is saying the things that most middle Americans believe. And most Americans across this nation are tired of political correctness. They're tired of large populated urban area media cramming things down their throats. And so as a result, that's why you're seeing Donald Trump being the champion. And the big thing is this, as long as Donald Trump, like we said last week, doesn't quit, he's going to move pretty far. And let's not be surprised if, I don't know, this time next year or November next year, you know, we're saying Mr. President Trump.
Wow. I hear that. And how about two polar opposites leading the way for the Republican Party right now? Donald Trump is in the 20 percentile, but Dr. Ben Carson is up there right now in second. Polar opposite, very quiet, very humble man, very intelligent man, over 10%. So those two right there, over a third. Well, about 35% of the polled people believe those two are the best right now, not politicians.
You know, for our local listeners, they've heard this, but for our newer expanding audience through our new podcast capabilities, look, I'm happy to say we're amongst the first, you know, months ago to talk about, you know, me taking the position, myself in particular, taking the position that I like the idea of Mr. Smith going to the White House. At that point in time, it was Dr. Ben Carson, of course, Carly Fiorina. Donald Trump had not officially entered into the race at this point. And absolutely, I think it's very important that, you know, the Mr. Smith goes to the White House is very, that is what's resonating, I think, across this nation. And I love it. I mean, like I said, I don't know who we're going to support. I mean, like we just said last week, by the time June comes around next year, when California goes to the primary ballot, it's already going to be decided for the most part. But it's interesting to see how CNN is doing everything they can right now to keep Carly Fiorina off of that stage, you know, coming up on this next debate. And if anybody doesn't see that, I mean, come on, man, Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder themselves could see what they're trying to do. That would be the last thing that they would want, is show a competent woman on the national scene.
Well, Andrew, you hit the nail right on the head, because, you know, their candidate is over there on the far left, and she is a smart, intelligent businesswoman, a top 500 company, ran it for years successfully. yeah, they're probably going to hammer her about she trimmed away some of the jobs and things, but companies do that, and then they grow again at that. She did a terrific job when she was the president.
Yeah, you know, I mean, look, I mean, CNN using the model for their polling. Mm. I mean, really, you're gonna take a poll from the beginning of the year to establish who your 10 candidates are. I mean, really, I mean, what type of ratings are you trying to get if you all of a sudden want to put Lindsey Graham up there or Rick Perry up there? Of course, they're gonna want a Rick Perry up there. Of course, they're gonna want a Rick Santorum up there. Of course, they're gonna want, you know, Ted Cruz and all those other right libertarian guys on there. You know, to be able to boast that they don't want the common sense approach that may you know turn a little bit of their leftist audience over to the right a little bit.
I'm surprised I have not heard that analogy on Fox or anybody else yet. Nobody has talked that like what we do here on the 503 Report, bringing in because they don't want to show a strong woman to battle up against Hillary, but you know she's having her own problems.
Not just a strong woman, but a strong conservative woman.
Absolutely.
You know, a woman of conservative ideology. I mean, really, I mean, she's not really a libertarian, I don't think, at this point. She represents true conservative values, I think, at this point. Nothing has indicated otherwise for me. Of course, you know, we're still watching as the campaign goes along. But without a doubt, man, I mean, you know, she actually, I think she scares, I think, the Democrats a whole lot more than Sarah Palin did. And so as a result, yeah, without a doubt. I think it's very, very blatant what we're seeing with CNN actually, you know, basically not allowing her, possibly not allowing her to be on the stage. I mean, it's just ludicrous.
I think that might change in the next week or so. We only have a couple of weeks left until that next debate on CNN. What do you think, Andrew? Do you think that she's going to be on there?
Well, if they want ratings, they better put her on there. If they want even better ratings than Fox, they better put her on there along with Donald Trump. But, you know, as Republicans, I mean, we got to be careful. I mean, look, I mean, we're in charge of a lot as far as the way that media is going to cover and as far as the rules being established by CNN. Look, I mean, here's an opportunity to step into a mainstream audience with the opportunity of promoting very, very positive conservative values, not libertarian, conservative values that in the middle right that people like to attack as being the establishment, you know, to be able to maybe promote some ideologies. And you know what? I think it would be disastrous for CNN. I think, you know, Donald Trump will again surge. I mean, he's on the verge of breaking 30%.
He is. He's right there.
You know, Rand Paul, like I told Christopher Bennett a couple weeks ago, you know, he's down at that 2% level, he's just going to be falling off, as he should. But, you know, look, it's starting to shape up. It's going to be exciting. And hopefully maybe CNN will pull it out of you-know-what and actually, you know, put Carly Fiorina on that stage.
We haven't seen anybody drop out yet, but we are certainly going to, I think, after that. Andrew, I want to ask you a question about, you were back there in the Midwest, the heartland, back, well, you know, in Michigan. And you were back there. The economy, you know, this last week, the Dow has just went crazy because of what's happening in China. You know, you were there back there, and we talked to you last year when you were in Michigan, Aaron. You saw things, you know, starting to maybe come around a little bit. Automakers seem to be doing a lot better. You know, Ford, Chevy, GM, Chrysler, all of them seem to be doing a lot better. What did you see back there in the heartland of America back there?
Well, it's like I said, man, all I saw was, you know, a bunch of red flags and blue flags and of course, little green flags. Mm-hmm. I mean, the bottom line is Big Ten college football season is the talk. The economy is still the economy, man. I mean, some of the places we went, usually the places that we go are doing well. I mean, I've been promoting the fact that downtown Detroit's been doing very well for a lot of years, even though the actual, you know, suburb, because what most people don't realize, think of it like this, the L.A. basin. Think about every one of those cities from L.A. to Ventura, we're 100% LA. That's what it is. So you don't have many municipals, little breakups, little towns within. It's all a metropolitan Detroit. And so as a result, most of the devastation that you're seeing on the outskirts, the inskirts, you know, different places where the poverty has been held, you know, where once upon a time there were auto factories and good blue collar industry have now moved out of the city limits of Detroit and relocated in other places like Lansing and other spots. So, I mean, the bottom line is that Michigan economy has been doing well for a long time. And, you know, they're still going to grow. I mean, look, I mean, we're talking about the batteries and Elon Musk and stuff. And, mm-hmm. you know, look, I mean, I think it's starting to become an accepted idea, perhaps, or an opinion, perhaps, amongst automobilers that the batteries are just, they're not working. They're not going to work out. They're not going to be what, you know, most Americans want in a vehicle. And so, you know, to answer Stan's point last week, I think that's one of the big reasons why, you know, that the Tesla did not end up in Detroit. But like I said, you know, Detroit's out there. Detroit is out there helping him. You better know that, folks. And so it's not like Detroit is just completely trying to cut off an opportunity. You know, the bottom line is that that market or that product is going to have to prove itself when it comes to the automobiles. We do have a call online. Welcome to the 503 Report. Thanks for joining the conversation. What is on your mind today?
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey,
glad
Violet.
To know you're back again.
Thank you.
Hey, would you mind taking some time and explain to the people what the Electoral College mm-hmm. is?
Absolutely. I mean, the Electoral College is not as complicated as everybody says. It's basically for every member of Congress serves, represents one vote, and basically it's population driven. I mean, here's the deal. The controversy with the Electoral College, in my opinion, let's face it. I mean, the winner-take-all approach needs to stop. I mean, there's two states, I think Maine and Nebraska. I think those two states, you know, split them up in accordance to the way they go. And so, you know, every representative, if that was the case, you know, then California would be in play because we do have Republican congressmen and congresswomen who can cast a vote for the Republican. But, you know, the bottom line is this. Both parties are kind of scared of that for the most part. But look, if the Electoral Congress or College worked in the Congress the way it's supposed to, then I don't think that you would see President Barack Obama. I mean, you're not going to see Bill Clinton. I mean, the bottom line is that we would have a Republican president for many, many years. Okay, we do have another call online. Welcome to conversation. Thanks for joining. What's on your mind?
Yes, I am calling about the medical marijuana gardens, and this is the year 2015. What will Susanville look like 10 years from now if medical marijuana gardens are approved? Would our students eventually have access to the drug? By having access to the drug, what would it do to their future success in the community? Would the community deteriorate? Would our law enforcement find their jobs, more difficult? If the community did deteriorate, how would Susanville, be considered America's best community? It's up to us, the citizens of Susanville, to have an opportunity to participate in the decision. I'm sorry. If we take the time to share our opinions with our council members, now is a time for each of us to get involved in the governance of our city. Let your voice be heard. Give your council members a call.
Dude, you know, and on top of that, I mean, great point that the caller just brought up, and thank you for bringing that up. I mean, look, any initiative that goes before the people of California does not allow local control, it should be a no, regardless of your position. I mean, the bottom line is local control is everything. So if we're going to allow illegal immigrants or non-legal individuals in the United States to serve in various government positions, then we should be able to say no, that we don't want a particular product. And so really, that's the question up here in Northeastern California that we're going to have to start asking amongst ourselves. Do we want this? Is this going to be the risk-reward factor? Is this going to be worth the future costs in the name of producing a product that, you know, I don't know. I mean, I just know what my position is.
I think, you know, they're worried about, you know, and they said that the high school students, of course, it's only supposed to be for adults, but if it passes and things like that happen, and we're probably going to see it filtered down because parents are going to have it, and the kids are, you know, they like to emulate their parents, and it's going to roll down to them, Andrew.
You know, back to Michigan real quick, you asked how the economy was going back there, Tim. What was I seeing? Well, you know, I go into a restaurant, and it's a $6 burger, you know. I go in, have a burger and a beer, and it's under $10, you know, because of the way the economy is. And so, I mean, the minimum wage structure and all that other stuff doesn't exist the way they're trying to advocate it out here on the West Coast and across this nation. So, I mean, ultimately, you know, the stock market falling the way it did, it was predictable. Look, I'm not a professional broker. I'm not a professional trader. I just have a strategy and I understand the historical path of it. And it looks like it was just massive, massive, massive profit taking, which was coming. I mean, the bottom line is it was coming. And, you know, the hangout between 16,000 and 17,000 is probably going, I know it's a big gap, but that's what we're going to hang for a little bit, I think, for the most part, until there's a direction, until the country figures out a direction, which way they want to take.
I think you're absolutely correct, Andrew. I think you're absolutely correct, my friend.
You know what, man? It's great to be back. And I just want to give one more shout out to all my friends back there in Michigan. All right, guys, I know you guys are listening. And we really had a great time hanging out with every one of you. And I want to appreciate every one of you for showing up on that poolside. And we did have a few people, and I didn't get to say hello to everyone. But, man, thank you, guys. And hopefully we've got you guys as a listener.
Absolutely. What do you got for us today, my friend? friend. That's here on the 503 Report, pal.
Okay, now, from our favorite book. It comes from Proverbs 17:22. It's very simple. A merry heart doth good like medicine. Imagine that. God bless you, America.
The 503 Report, bringing Sacramento and the world to you.
And, of course, we want to thank those firefighters out here on the West Coast, from California all the way to Washington State, now into Montana, you know, for doing everything they can to contain a very, very, very bad situation. And, of course, we want to thank those men and women who go to work every day, working the toughest beat in the state, performing their duties so that you, our listener, up and down California and across this nation can be safe.
The 503 Report, heard every Friday right after the news on 1240 KSU. In about a half hour of the show, catch the download of the show at SierraDailyNews.com. Also, check out the website, the 503 Report, where America's voice is heard. You can check us out there as well. Grab a cup of coffee and join us Saturday mornings at 7 on 1240 KSU, right before the news and Swap Shop. And Sundays, about 7:30 in the morning, right before pre-programmed toast. It's good to have my good friend Andrew Wellborn back. High Desert Brawl coming up tomorrow night. Don't want to forget about that. And for you, my good friend Kid Rock, don't forget, America, Lassen County, California, we are all born free. California, everybody, have yourselves a great weekend.
Hello, America. Let me thank you for your time.